Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
We have been having programs back to back about what has taken place in the nation and so many things with the storms that are taking place and the recent one that's in the Pensacola Escambia County area. I want to encourage you, you can go to VFNTV.com and find out more. We're soon going to have available for all of our viewers and listeners a way that you can give financially to be able to help meet the needs. You're going to be able to go to VFNTV.com, and we have direct relationships with a lot of folks in that area, and we can directly make sure that 100% of it goes into the needs of those in those areas. We just were able to provide, think about this. I mean, you can only do so much, but in the context of this, imagine that it was concentrated and you brought one family from disaster to a place of not in disaster, and they're back on their feet again immediately. And this happened within less than 24 hours.
Yeah, it's quickly.
And that family now could help the other families. And that's kind of what I'm seeing. So stay tuned to VFNTV.com. On the front page, you'll see about disaster relief for the biblical proportion storm. You'll see on the front page there how to be able to give. And it'll be specifically going to that particular needs that are there. If you heard recently, just yesterday, the Supreme Court made a decision that was very, very encouraging in regards to the right to pray. You had somebody that was an atheist and a Jew who sued, who professes to be a Jew. Because I don't think, But either way, that she professes to be a Jew, that she was offended that people were praying in the name of Jesus. And the World Jewish Congress said that the leader of the World Jewish Congress says that the church stands with us, and they stood with us in persecution. Right. And so we're going to stand with the church. And that's the World Jewish Congress. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, who leads Israel, is a friend of the church, and the church is a friend of Israel. And we stand for, Christians United for Israel. And so, Benjamin Netanyahu's for Jesus. Absolutely. Praying in Jesus. He has no problem. He's not offended when people pray in Jesus' name. Matter of fact, they invite us to come to Israel. So get a perspective. When you hear somebody say that and they say, hey, I'm a Jew and I'm offended by that, understand that's not what the Israeli Jews are saying about the church. That is an individual who's using that.
That's right.
That to be able to as a foothold or some sort of stronghold to try to stop the acknowledgement of Jesus Christ and the freedom of religion that we have in the First Amendment. Mm-hmm. But I got good news. They took this to the Supreme Court. This was in Maryland, and they were saying that you couldn't in public meetings. If you go to county, like for example, I just recently about. I get invited sometimes to go to these meetings and governmental meetings and the gates of the city, I guess you would call it. Mm-hmm. And I pray in Jesus' name. I mean, that's who's my Lord.
That's right.
You invite me, me and Jesus.
Can't pray no other
me
name.
Me and Jesus
Sorry.
Is coming, man. There ain't no other name. And they should know that, and they do. They have no problem with that.
Yeah.
But this particular two folks did. But they took it to the Supreme Court and said, we want to sue. And one city councilwoman, you got to see this. You're going to see this from CBN News. Has got a report on this, that she said, I don't care if I go to jail. We're not doing away with this. Mm. She said, I don't know if other council members feel the same way with this, but I'm not gonna go with this.
Good for her.
Is that beautiful?
That's beautiful. Awesome.
Imagine if you thought about, I'm here as an elected official. There is this thing called the Constitution, and I'm going to read it. And it says in the Constitution, in the First Amendment, that you can actually pray openly. You cannot make any laws concerning religion.
That's right.
So just, back off, right? So they took it to the Supreme Court. And as a matter of fact, I want you to hear this now. Take a look. You can see it too.
Prayer at public meetings can continue across the country. Good evening. I'm Mark Martin.
And I'm Wendy Griffith. The Supreme Court today upheld the longstanding tradition in a split decision. And although supporters of the public prayers are claiming a victory, opponents say the fight is far from over. John Jessup has details in tonight's top story.
The High Court ruling centers on an action that dates back to our founding, when the First Continental Congress began with Christian prayers. 240 years later, America is much more religiously diverse than back then. Part of the reason an atheist and Jew challenged prayers at public meetings in the town of Greece, New York. They claimed the prayers were mostly Christian, made them uncomfortable, and amounted to coercion. But in the majority opinion, Justice Kennedy warned against the courts becoming censors of religious speech, writing, "Government is prohibited from prescribing prayers in order to promote a preferred system of belief or code of moral behavior. It would be a few steps removed from that prohibition for legislatures to require chaplains to redact their religious content from their message in order to make it acceptable for the public sphere." Implications for the ruling extend across the country. This is picturesque Carroll County with its farmhouses and rolling hills. It's a peaceful place on the outskirts of Baltimore, but at the intersection of faith and politics, there's a storm brewing and it's drawing national attention. A group of residents sued the county because the commissioner's opening prayers were only Christian. A federal judge agreed, temporarily barring the board from praying in Jesus' name. That didn't sit well with one of the commissioners.
I think that is an infringement on my First Amendment rights of free speech and free religion, and I think it's a wrong ruling. But out of respect for my colleagues, I'm not sure how strongly they feel about it. I'm willing to go to jail over it.
Commissioner Frazier appeared on Fox News defending her stance.
John 16:24 says, "Hitherto have you asked nothing in my name, ask and you shall receive, that your joy may be full." That's Jesus speaking, and so that's how I pray.
Commissioner Frazier, Carroll County, and their legal team all declined CBN's request for interviews. While they remain tight-lipped about the issue, people in and around the county had strong opinions.
Your thoughts about opening up the commission hearings with prayer?
I agree 100%, yes, I do.
And what about opening the prayer using the name of Jesus?
Yes, I agree with that too, absolutely.
I think that's the part that makes it feel very specific to Christianity. If it was just a generic, "I'm going to pray to some higher power," that'd be all right, but that automatically excludes me.
Monica Miller represents the residents. She says the Supreme Court ruling won't make much of a difference in the Carroll County case.
It looked like the town was making an effort to be all-inclusive, and it seemed as though, although a majority of those prayers ended up being Christian, that there were others. And in this case, if the county, you know, decided to completely change its practice and do something exactly like the town of Greece, perhaps that would be okay.
Jordan Seculo of the American Center for Law and Justice disagrees.
The court said today is if you're going to have prayer and there's a Christian praying, they can absolutely close their prayer in Jesus' name. Then we're not going to make that distinction anymore. So I think that will have an impact on a number of cases.
John Jessup, CBN News, Carroll County, Maryland.
That is so exciting to see sanity.
Yes.
I mean, this commissioner, is she beautiful?
Yes.
She says, well, John 16:24 says praying in his name. That's Jesus. So you want some joy. It's Jesus that brings the joy. Mm-hmm. And Lord, bless her, protect her, you know, reward her for standing up for you.
Absolutely. Yeah, may she be a role model for other
commissioners and city council.
Absolutely, mayors that say, hey, God allowed me to be in this position, and I'm not going to turn my back on them.
Yeah, I mean, how, and she says, and this is the whole thing. You have to just lay it down, and I'm willing to go to jail for this because that's what the enemy's going to threaten.
She said,
everything.
I ain't scared.
Yeah, I'm not scared.
I ain't scared.
You know, I'm willing to go to jail for this. And the thing about it is, and the enemy would love to put you in jail for that, but they can't as long as the Constitution's there.
That's
even
right.
Though, you know, our current leadership is talking about how it's outdated and it's a list of negative rights, the Constitution, and that. And I want to encourage you, if you haven't yet gone to the original tent on the VFN Torch, go to VFNTV.com. I encourage you, before we no longer have a constitution, that you go and begin to just learn about the original tent of this nation and understand, because of the constitution, what God has allowed to take place in this nation, you have liberties to be able to stand up and do what this commissioner says. She says, that's a violation of my constitutional rights, which means she couldn't say that without the constitution. So you need to know, what does the constitution say? And you can go through and find us. And my goodness, these founding fathers, there's something the Lord let them know in the process of walking out what they walked out, that America had to do what it did to be able to get the freedoms that we have, that many aren't even using. But understand, when you do that, you'll find out that every political leader that's put into a place of leadership swears an oath. They swear an oath to defend the Constitution. It's the literal Constitution that they're defending.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
And somebody says, well, you know, they're saying that the Constitution is this and is that. It's like, well, they lied then, because if you're swearing to protect it, then you, it should be your close friend. You should carry the Constitution with you. You should study it. You should say, let me go back and check at my pocket version of the Constitution to make sure, because I swore to protect and defend the Constitution of the United States from enemies foreign and domestic, which means there's people that are against it outside of America and people that are against it inside America. And my job as your leader, because you're truly the leader, it's we the people that's the leader, and you're allowing me a time to be able to represent you, you're saying is you want to make sure that I guard your constitutional rights there in your 4 years, 6 years, mm-hmm. 2 years, you're in office, I'm in office, that's what I want you to do. And how many, and we're just seeing the spirit across the land, and it's, I'm talking about all the way from city councils up to D.C., that people are just ignoring what constitutional rights are.
That's right.
And it's like, you need to find out what they are, and then you'll know if they're being violated mm-hmm. or not. And understand this, and if we want to keep the Constitution, you can read it all you want to and just say, you know what, I'm going to read it and memorize it, but God still won't let us have it if we as God's people don't get into the Word of God and begin to read it. More people are fighting for the Constitution than they're fighting for the Bible.
That's right.
For what God says. For the church, not for the world. I'm talking about preaching the gospel to people who said no. We're talking about to the church. And we should, that because of God, God has allowed this nation to stand. He says, I'll raise them up and I'll take them down. If I have good intentions for a nation, it's going to happen. If they turn wrong, I'll refrain from those good intentions that I had, and I'll take it back down again. But if they repent, I'll allow it to come. It sounds like God's totally in control, right?
That's right.
So I just want to encourage you, go to Original Tent on the VFN Torch. Go to VFNTV.com. You see that torch burning in the top left-hand corner. Click on that, and you'll see a menu choice. This is a menu choice that says Original Tent. And we begin to explore things like, what is the citizenship test? Understand that there is a test that people take to become a citizen. That truly, we didn't even know some of the answers to it. And we had to think, my goodness, we need to learn about our own country and what it's about before it's taken away from us. You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN-TV and the Data Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN-TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFN-TV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.